Shmaitzah Shir Sunday night or LeBeis Kislev. Almost a Baron. I think it's Gimel Kislev, no? Something like that. Okay, we're holding in Shmaitzah Zion Perek Yudches. I have to apply myself again to the Mava Malka. Like, we're at the end of November. I might have to sit down and apply myself for the Maisa planning. Okay, so we're in the beginning of Perek Yudches. And we're going to start with what I have as the second paragraph, but there's different printings. The beginning of Perek Yudches. To answer Liyashim Adikashalim Perek Hamadir Haku, if the Ramban says that the reason of Rava here is Kanimtsa Kanoya, but we paskin like Ravashi or Abaye and Perek Hamadir that we don't say Kanimtsa Kanoya, so the Mukiyashu is Machalak between Momin and Isser, and the Shmaitzu didn't like that, and you certainly can't say he means Lahotzi, because, even if he means Lahotzi, but it's Shvev, because the Gemara is talking about Lahachzik, the Machalakus and Hamadir. So he says, we paskin like Ravashi or Abaye not to say it. Mashkos of Ramban betray Yitzchok with Das Pamya and the Kanya and all that stuff. He does not mean, he says, Schweitzer says, there are two different dynamics, two different rules which can both be known as Kanimtsa Kanoya, which when the Ramban refers to Kanimtsa Kanoya in the two Yitzchoks from Aspamya and Klanya, it's a different Kanimtsa Kanoya than in Hamadir. It's the same Lashon, but it means two different things. Be a dvar of the Rulof Mishkot of Ramban Chedusha Perikla Yachbar. The sugya the role for Koro Behodi Yistaka Chavisa the Chamer Bepardeisu Ayin Shem Bishas. A barrel, I don't know, stolen. Question is, where does it come from? Does it come from the vineyard in which it was found? Or does it come from rove vineyards in the world? And the Gemara first deals with mitzad rove akarov. Then the Gemara says, it's talking of, you say it's from here. So the Gemara says, by wine, it's not from there because he wouldn't hide it there. I will envy, but grapes, matzne he would. So when you read the Gemara, you would think that the Gemara is really ending up on the side of Rov HaKorov HaLachachakorov. Because the Gemara is like assuming that if it would be grapes, you would assume it came from this vineyard. Mm-hmm. Oh, so does that mean we not like the Rav's statement, Rov HaKorov HaLachachakorov? Why is the Gemara all of a sudden assuming that we say HaLachachakorov? The Gemara had a riot at HaLachachakorov, then it slugged up the riot. Because there's no korov, because with wine you know it's not from the korov. Then the Gemara just mentions casually, but with grapes it would have to be different. So the Ramban says, wait a second, you mean it would be different and we'd go bust a korov? Why are you assuming we'd go bust a korov? Why make that assumption? It would be the shayla of rov and korov, which is odiv. And Rav says, halachacha rov. So the Ramban says that when you find the barrel of grapes in the vineyard, that's more than korov. That's, and the Ramban calls it kanimtsa kanhoya. But obviously it means it's here. Like, what do you want? It's here, and this is where it's from. And like mechitesi, it's somewhere else. It's right. It's here. Kanimtsa kanhoya. Like a play on words almost, but that's where. So the Ramban uses those words.
It really means like a degree of
karov. Super karov, more than karov. It's here.
Every case of karov is here.
No. Karov means I find something here, and it's karov to this, which has one din. But rov are like that. So do you follow rov or do you follow karov? Yeah, but if it's in the place, yeah. It's in it. It's there.
Wine
is a zaitaka umdana that we know it's not from there. Because he wouldn't hide it in the place of stuff. I don't know what you want. Wine, the Gemara says, is a special umdana that it's not from there. Even though everything in the world, but there's a stronger umdana that it's not from there. There's an umdana that it's not from there. Not okay. There's an umdana that it's not from there. I'm not apologetic about it. There's an umdana that it's not from there.
Being there
is lo relevanti, as they say in Israel. Lo relevanti. Because of Allah Ramban Zal, someone here said because it's easier to camouflage grapes.
Yeah, once you make the wine, you already have the finished product. It doesn't fit in with the rest of the grapes.
Ramban said he's afraid of hiding it there. He'll bump into the people producing the wine. I don't know. I don't want to get sidetracked. I'll tell you the truth. I don't know. I don't know
grapes,
offhand.
Like, how are they going to know the grapes from where?
Because of Allah Ramban, Pirish Avidi Vadeh Dematsna'i, Vafilah Rav Chanina, Desvilei Rav Vikor, I'm sorry, I said Rav. It's Rav Chanina. Desvilei Rav Vikor of Halachacha Harov, Hacha Osud, Dechiha Lav Korav Belechudu, Ela Bimakom Omamish, the Chazoka Kanimsa Kanoya. That's the magic words. Lachan Hamimuchach, Mikdushin Berakama, Zaminim Bebraisu Kerem Natua Yerek, it's Kalayim. The yerek, meaning the yerokos that grow there, are also the yerek nimkar chutzalo. Someone has a tomato stand right in front. Yeah, kill a keren, yerek and a keren. Why? Yerek and a keren was also a derisa. So kill a keren.
Yerek like tomatoes and a keren.
Yeah.
Oh, that was only recent.
What?
No, I just didn't
understand.
I didn't
understand. There's Dine Harchoka. You can grow it there if it's far enough away. I'm talking if it's not far enough away. The Yerek Nimka Chutzalo, the guy has the tomato stand. But Oretz Osir. Even though there's an element of Sofeg, but in Eretz Israel it's Osir. V'ayinu mishum darkan shal kolak anonim, limkor al pischei ganoseihen. This is like a little pushing the envelope. It's not mamish b'makomo, but since it's the derech to sell tomatoes in front of the tomato patch, so it's like that's makomo. Hilkoch kamoshu b'makomo dami. Even the makom shehu makomo no motzu lekel mandiyam a rov adis. Nobody holds rov umakomo rov adis. Makomo is makomo. For hachinami b'zeh. So now the Shmaita says all those cases where the Ramban gives a thumbs up to Kanimsa Kanhoya with the Yitzchok Badis, that's all cases where it's called it's Bimakomo. It's not the Kanimsa Kanhoya of Chazoka that you have a time frame. You know, we're not looking at it that we say that this is the Yitzchok Ben, whatever his name is, Nasiya, was also there when the trip started, when the caravan started its trip from Kutuvia. That's not what we're doing. We're saying, what do you want? Yitzchok signed up for the cruise. He went on the cruise. You find a dead body. They know it's a guy named Yitzchok. Well, it's another Yitzchok. He's there. He's on the passenger list. No, this is Makomo. Whatever the case is. Whatever the case is. He's been Makomo. It's not a case where you're extrapolating that this must be the guy that was there then. It's not like a Chazoka Dahashta type thing, which Kanimsa Kanhoya is in Hamadir, where you say, like what we said about the box, it's in the box. Lochinami b'zeshanu musupokum b'zeh Yitzchok Kartovim, hu Yitzchok Shumi Kartova, o mi'almi osu l'kartova v'ozu l'aspamya, v'ermina kivin shu bin makomo mamish, havi le'korov shu makomo, v'korov kazeh shenimtsa bin makomo odif me'rubo. Dainu kanitsu kanoya, the chenu nikra hachazoka, calls it a chazoka grada, koshinimtsu bimakomo havale kanimtsu. Koshikosu ramban, kami invade the matsne de bimakomo mamish, I mean a chazoka kanitsu kanoya, vodin gabi in general in our door with the, kimishu bimakomo mamish havale koro shumakomo, ramina kanitsu kanoya, vodas me ruba. Vim kain tulo koshimigi, the sugi perakamadir. There it's talking about when did she get the mumin? Did she get the mumin when she was in her father's rishus? Or did she get the mumin when she was in her husband's rishus? So if you found it in the husband's rishus, so you say that's where it happened in the husband's rishus. It's a different concept, though. It's an extrapolation to a different point in time. If I'm going to look kosher meat, it's just what was the kasha, and what we really struggled to explain was how Kanimsa Kanhoya works. Now we don't have to struggle to explain it anymore. It's a totally different type of Kanimsa Kanhoya. It's, hey, you know, this is it. This is the one.
Rambam never uses the other one? Or he has both?
He uses the words Kanimsa Kanhoya there also. That's why it was confusing.
No, but I mean, does he mean it in two different ways or only one way? We now have like two different kinds of Kanimsa Kanhoya.
Yeah.
Does Rambam hold from both of them, or he holds every time we say it, we only mean one?
Every time we say it, we mean the one, like
Mom,
the one Rambam. Yeah, that's how he answers the Stira Rambam. That's how he answers the question. That's how the Shmaitz is answering the question. That whenever the Rambam says it works, if you're Mayan in the case, it's always super Makomo, super Karov. And when and then Hamadir, it's the Chazoka. Vim came to look kosher meat, the Besugi, the Perakamadir, behold, the Lakaimalon Karova. The Chazaka the Kanim to the Kravashi Bepera Kamade. Shmosum Gabi Mumin Lekah time of the Korov. You know, we're talking about it happened here. And the Chazaka Musman. We're extrapolating. The Chazaka Kihai Lo Sirale. The Adarabo, Mukilo Bachazaka Kama. The Hashtu the Israel, right? We just say, you know, Chazaka the Mekor is always stronger. And I will betray Yitzchak the Misa, Uveget. Time Achrina who the ego, Mishum the Kor of Shehu b'Makomo Odif Meiruba, who Anikra Kanimtsa v'Kanoya. That's also known as, labeled as Kanimtsa Kanoya. Chmo Shabir Haramban Tam Zel Inyan Inve Matznei. V'Mashemol Shovin, even though sound the same Kanimtsa Kanoya, but Yonim Chalukim v'Nifrodim, two different concepts. So you can't ask a kasha mechazoka the chigon shem beperek hamadir. So hanir lafian now study the kavanas Ramban. That answers the nemukiyosus kasha.
Quite a twist.
Quite a chap. Ulafiz nire. Now there is one troubling case. The Beis Shmuel said, if you found the person that fell into a govar royos, and his name wasn't Daniel, that was a joke, and then you saw the lion picking its teeth with a human bone, you know, like in the cartoons, the lion going, you can't be mad there his wife, because maybe these are other people's bones, and that guy escaped. So the Shmaitz is saying, no, we can say Kaninta Kanoya. The guy fell into the gold. We found bones. He found bones in the mokum where he fell in. Come on. The yesh lohokal pi chazok azun has already been matter a woman to get married. But you could say the husband died. The chivan shehushlach b'mokum azeh. In this mokum where he fell in, you found the bones. Roy loymer hainu hu mamish v'heimu atzmosov v'lo chashina shema kvar hushlach shomo demacher v'chi haigad v'lo amrinon. But that's not so poshut. We're going to continue now the next line in the Shmaitza. Because if a different person fell in, it's also his mokko mamish. In other words, really it's a little schwer, what the Shmaitza suggested. Because if you're going to suggest it's a different person, so he also fell into this mokko, and these are his bones. So
not a stira.
You're not saying... If you say these are the bones of a guy in a different place, you say, but here you're saying, wait a second, you're saying maybe the guy escaped and these are bones of someone else, but that other person also fell into this gold and these are his bones, so this kind of kanhoya for him also. And if you're going to be mechalek, but the Ramban really, since you saw this person fall in, so you don't say, oh, maybe someone else fell in too. Even though it wouldn't really be a direct contradiction to Kanimsa Kanoya if you say someone else fell in, because he fell into this mokom and you found his bones, but the very fact to say that someone else fell in when you only saw one person fall in, that's also part of Kanimsa Kanoya, and he's going to prove it. Because the Ramban says in Perek Lo Yachbor, Behod Yom Rav they say if you found a barrel floating in a nohar, and it's next to an ear, Sheruba Yisrael. So Rav says the chavis is mutter, because you can say it's a Yisrael's. And Shmuel says it's also maybe it's a goy. So the Gemara wants to say Rav holds you go bus a karov, and it's karov to the ear of Rav Yisrael. And Shmuel holds you go bus a rov, and there's rov goyim around. Okay? Behold the Omar Rav Nimtus Kenegadir Sherubi Yisrael Muteris Zelashono. So that's the Gemara. For Kasalka Daitoch, now, so the Gemara thought Rav is because of karov. Yeah? Now, so Ramban's bothered by, well, it's only Ir Sherubi Yisrael. Maybe a guy lives on the beach. Maybe there's a guy who lives on the beach. So the Ramban says, if it's Ir Sherubi Yisrael, you don't dream up, ooh, maybe there's a guy living punk there. You're not choishish for that. Because since it's Rov Yisrael, so you don't introduce new elements. And then you go Basar Rov, it's also about going Basar Rov. You don't say maybe there's a guy living on the beach and he's Karov more than the whole ear. That's Kasalka Daitach Mishum, the Kasava Rov, the Karov, Karov Adav, may Rov, Lekal Mechas, Dumanochri, Yesh, Bosal, Sadshal, ear, Shu Karov, closer to the barrel, Mina Yisraelim Adorim Shom. The Chivan, the Rov Yisrael, Lechlon, Lahachse, Karov, Elim Kena Karov, Lefanecha. Well, Cain, so in the Govar Royals too, Hochinami Leslon Lahaksik Korov, and Lahakorov Shulafanenu. For who had them, Amushwach Shom. Don't say maybe someone else fell in.
That's right.
So it's not a Raya, he's saying it's possible. The Beis Shmuel says you have to be Machmir. Maybe that guy escaped and these are different bones. The Shmaitel says, according to what we're saying now, I have a big tzad to be makel, because I have, this is a kanimtsa kanoya of that variety. That, come on, the guy fell in here, and the bones were found here, so that's it. Then he says, well, it's not exactly so simple, because on the tzad that it's someone else's bones, he also fell in here, and these are his bones. So he says, reading down from the Ramban, that part of this idea of you're not choishish for a theoretical korov. You have to know the korov exists. For korov to kick in, you have to know it exists. What's the example of the Ramban? You find, according to Rav, that you're going bust a korov, when the Gemara was holding there, and you have the barrel floating on the river, and it's korov to a city that's Ruby Yisrael. So you don't go bust a rov that there's goyim in the area. But you go Basakarov Ir Sharuba Yisrael. Frank the Ramban, maybe there's a goy beachcoma that has a shack and lives on the beach, beachcoma Bill. So he's Karov to the barrel more than the whole city. The Ramban answers, you're not choshesh for a theoretical Karov. You have to know the Karov exists.
We don't know for sure that they ever threw anybody else into that lion's pit.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Could be the first guy.
Exactly, precisely. Yes. Okay. See, Mimkein Hachinami Leslon Lahamse Korov Ela Hakorov Shulafonenu V'hu Adam Shulchasham. But now he makes another turn. You got to follow the Shmaitz. He's bobbing in and out like a prize fighter. Umiyuli says, no, I don't know. Maybe the Beis Shmuel's case with the Govar Royals is not like the Ramban's Kanim Tzikanoya. Umiyuli Shulachale. The Chilin is an interesting svara. The Ein Zeh Makomo Mamish, and he was thrown in the mikre.
What's
that? It's not as makom. He was thrown in. Let's finish it. The derech. Now he's saying the derech limtzat somos begovar royas mishonim rabos. Like you said, this is not the first guy that was ever thrown into the gulf. Come on, you find bones. You know they. You find bones. Maybe it's from an old cemetery, and they're going to come demonstrate. You're not allowed to build any buildings in the Govar Royals. It's an old cemetery. Havalekilu huchsa kurva lefanenu. L'chein yesh lochush maybe shema me'odemacher kiven de shchichi from atzamos. So I don't know. He sort of mixes in two svaras that it's shchichi shomatzamos, which is really your point, that it's not so mistaken to say that this is the first guy that was ever thrown in there. But then he says it's not really Makomo. That's an interesting story. I don't know. Mashenkin betray Yitzchok, so the woman says, Shmo Yitzchok, Kurtovlo, he's a citizen. We'll find out that he pays our no-no, Mitoshovi Ha'ir, Vishu Makomo. Makomo Mamish, for Kanitzak, I know you, like, you pay our no-no. You know, that's Makomo. Someone threw you into a bar, that's not Makomo. Apparently it's more mechanical than Svaritic. Like they, it's a chazaka. It's not the way I'm saying it, like so chill. Come on, you threw him in there, you found bones. Come on, come on, come on. It's more like chazaka. It's Makomo. And you found the bones in Makomo, so it's Makomo. He's saying it's not technically Makomo. They just threw him in there.
I don't understand the swear.
But if he's a mitzvah, he's kind of Makomo. That was a joke.
If you find 10 different people's bones in the pit, is not any more chance or less chance that it was his. I don't think there's only one set of bones in there. So you say, oh, it must have been him.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, if you find
well, that's what he's saying
bones,
now.
If it's Svaradik, like, okay, he was thrown in and that's what it was and he must have gotten killed, then who cares if there's 100 sets of bones? All the more likely, anyone who got thrown in gets killed. So he must also have been killed. He's one of those sets.
Yeah, but he's not going beside the likelihood of him being killed. Beside the likelihood of him being killed, it would be like Mayim Shayla himself, and it would be also with the Rabbanon.
Mm-hmm.
It's only because you're able, if you're able to say, these are his bones.
That's why I don't understand what makes that this is his bones, like based on whether or not somebody else was ever thrown in there.
At first, the Shmaita says he was thrown in, and you found bones there,
mm-hmm.
So these are his bones.
Right, so
part of Kanim. But now he's saying, it's very interesting. Apparently, he's taking it very.
What
it's not Makomo. It's not Makomo.
That's what I don't understand.
I'm not sure.
The first part made a lot of sense to me, and now I'm just kind of.
What, his dichui now?
Yeah.
Well, the dichui that he's saying many times his bones there from many years ago, we all do understand. That we understand. But he apparently his main thing is whether it is Makomo or it's not really Makomo, he's not a citizen, he doesn't even pay our no-no, he was just thrown in. It's not really
like,
Makomo.
Money belongs by a pushka, and you know, a dead body belongs in a cemetery. A person doesn't belong in a Govaroyos. It's like not his place.
Maybe. I don't know. Tuesday night, in case you're playing.